A fire chief in China has lost his job thanks to his unconventional wedding ceremony. Shuai Wan, that's his name, commandeered 3 fire trucks and a huge team of firemen to drive him and his bride to their wedding. After the ceremony, firefighters took guests on joyrides around the parking lot with lights and sirens ablazing.
That is a reception.
Yes.
I'd like to have gone to that party.
But when the photos of the event surfaced on Facebook, local citizens cried foul. Chief is relieved of his job, as one local said, if there had been a fire, half the fire service and all its vehicles would have been out of action. Hey, they're just trying to have a good time.
Yeah,
right?
I thought Facebook is outlawed in China anyway.
Well, I don't know. Apparently this part got through. And in Spain, a man is arrested when they say he was driving 75 miles an hour in a 50-mile-an-hour zone with a second man riding on the hood of the vehicle.
What?
Yeah.
Sidewalk surfing.
That's it. The man on the hood said that he jumped on to avoid being run over by the driver of the car. Apparently, the whole thing stemmed from an argument. Incredibly, alcohol was involved.
So, not hit and run, but hit and hold?
That's right. Both men arrested. Car traveled almost 3 miles with the man on
good
the hood.
Good night.
Yeah. And while we're talking about alcohol being involved, Since we're going to talk about animals, I was going to say, since alcohol's involved and Leah's here, and there's no reason to really put those two together, no. So we're going to talk about animals.
Leah, there's something you want to tell us?
No, there's not. That's the whole thing. Hey, a pair of circus elephants drank vodka to help them survive the freezing temperatures in Serbia. CNews reports handlers at the circus became desperate when the tents housing the elephants burned down. Temperatures outside freezing, animals were unprotected. A quick-thinking trainer resorted to, of course, what the Russians always have for all their ills. He cracked open 2 cases of vodka and poured the liquor into the water buckets of the elephants. The vodka kept the animals, they say, from freezing to death. I bet they were happy animals, though. Can you imagine how much vodka that would take? You know?
Whole lot.
Yeah.
About 2 cases.
Yeah, well, yeah, probably so. Leah's here this morning and Anna's here this morning. How are you today?
Good morning.
It's time to play Jethro Trivia. We haven't done this in a while. It's Jethro Trivia, our oddly informative little news quiz that asks a simple question about pop culture and recent current events. It's fun to play and easy to win. Game on. Here's today's Jethro question. HBO has announced a curious new promotion for the hit series Game of Thrones. What is it? Is it A, books, B, breastplates, C, boots, or D, beers? Once again, a curious new promotion for the hit series Game of Thrones. What does it involve? A, books, B, breastplates, C, boots, or D, beers? Kevin, you'll go first.
I'll go with beers.
Beers. Okay. Kat?
I actually was thinking beers also. I thought, what would people actually buy?
Why not? That's exactly right. Okay, go ahead, Anna?
I have no idea, so yeah, I'll just go with beers.
Beers, that's it. Okay, now, Leah, will you make it unanimous?
I am.
Yeah. It's right, it's beers.
Yay!
It's beers.
Awesome.
HBO is partnering with the boutique brewery Omegang to develop a truly unique beer directly tied to the themes, characters, and nuances of the medieval-like fantasy realm of the Westeros. Louis got me. Louis said, "Watch 5 episodes of this, okay? Just tell me what
he
you
said,
think."
He said, "Watch 5, not like watch 1."
No. Because I mean, you know, it's like anything else. Well, you know what? It's a soap opera with swords. That's all it is. It's a soap opera with swords. But I say that. But George R. R. Martin, who wrote the book, I think The Lands of Fire and Ice, is going to be here. That Game of Thrones is based on. So
no kidding.
Yeah. All right. That's all I know about that. Let's talk about what's going on at the Humane Society.
Well, we are not needing vodka to stay warm.
Okay. I understand that. We have heating. That's a good thing.
Yeah. We've been busy. I mean, last week we did the 12 Strays of Christmas kickoff, and then on 12-12-12, every adoption was $12. Mm-hmm. When we finally got everybody out of the building and out of the Welcome Center at 7-something. we close at 6.
Uh-huh. Yes.
We were already at 20 adoptions.
Wow.
And there was a handful because of the amount of time it took to process applications and so forth that we couldn't finish, and that rolled into the next day. We still have the 12 Strays of Christmas going on. That's going to go on till next Monday, Christmas Eve. We're going to be open until 3 o'clock on Christmas Eve. So a little different. Usually we're closed. And we keep adding more animals because yesterday on the specific $12 pet adoption list, there was 6 of those adopted, including some that were actually full price and just people just couldn't wait and didn't want to risk waiting around. So we thank those that came in and adopted. So there's new animals added to the list every day as others get adopted. Great bunch of animals. I mean, we still have pretty much young juvenile kittens available, which is really uncommon for this year. So if you're looking for a new family pet, this time is not any time better than now. Yeah. So come by. We're open weekdays 11 to 6. Again, we're going to be open Christmas Eve next Monday till 3 o'clock. We will be open this Saturday as usual. We've had some calls about our holiday hours. You can find photos of the animals available for adoption on our Facebook page, along with there are on our website and our Facebook page. We're actually on our website, we have all the animals. Mm-hmm. On our Facebook page, we have highlighted the $12, and we're trying to get those updated as soon as possible each day, add those on. And we did actually get them on last night for today's animals.
Okay, so
give
some
people
today.
Yeah, because people are calling saying, hey, what do you have in this and that. If you're interested in gift certificates, we do gift certificates, because a lot of times it's definitely not a lot of times it's always better to give a gift certificate than go pick a cat for grandma and she really wants a dog.
I thought you'd like this, right?
Yeah,
not a good thing.
And find an animal that matches their personality better if you just give them a gift certificate. So that's an option. We've had certificates made up this year as well, because we've actually had people coming in, I want to make a donation in honor of somebody, which is a great option for that boss who has everything, or that family friend as well, that you know, the shelter is close to their heart. So great opportunities there. And we have certificates you can, everybody gets a letter in the mail, but we have certificates now that say, you know, you can hand write to them their holiday.
Sure. Centric type
says,
stuff.
Thank you. You know, your donation's been made in your honor. So great opportunities there. We'll be at PetSmart this weekend. We won't be there the last weekend in December. And we will be closed New Year's Eve day and New Year's Day. So come out and visit us. We're at 5359 Leonard Road. Lots of great pets available for adoption, or again, great Christmas gifts as far as gift certificates and donations made as well.
Very good. That's Leah. Thanks a lot from the Humane Society here on Tuesdays. And you know, Anna's here this morning from the Chamber. How are you today?
I'm wonderful.
Okay, what you got for us today?
Well, we are very excited. Tomorrow we are going to be welcoming a new business to the community and to the Chamber of Commerce, the law offices of Andrea James. Is now open and we'll be celebrating with a deluxe ribbon cutting tomorrow from 4:30 to 5:30 at her Broadmoor address in Bryan. So everybody's welcome to come out. That is a free event. We would love for you to come out and help us celebrate on that. Also, big news coming up, our Economic Outlook Conference is Wednesday, January 23rd, and we are taking reservations for that already. Our conference is sponsored by Wells Fargo Bank. It's a basically an all-day event, and we have got speakers from every entity in the community that you can think of, the City of Bryan, City of College Station, people from the Med, St. Joseph, Scott & White. The theme for our conference this year is money and medicine. With things going so well over in the bio corridor, we're really focusing on what's going on over there and the effects that has on our community. Individual membership pricing is $70 until the 4th of January. So if you register early, you get a little bit of a break. It's going to go up after that. We've got tables of 8 for available, and there's also a non-member price. So if you haven't had a chance to become a member of the chamber yet, you can pay a little bit extra and still come, but we would love to have you go ahead and join us. Other than that, we want you to save the date for a lunch and learn on Monday, February 11th. And today we will be at Blue Baker on University Drive at 11 o'clock for a ribbon cutting for the Children's Museum of the Brazos Valley. We're going to be learning a little bit about their daddy-daughter dance.
That's a biggie, very popular.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun today. And at Blue Baker, you know, what else could you want?
Sure.
Stop by, get a little lunch, learn a little bit of information. So today at Blue Baker, then tomorrow again, like I said, a deluxe ribbon cutting for the law offices of Andrea James at 4:30. And then on Thursday, we will be at Overlanders, which is in the shopping center with, you know, Best Buy and Lube Tortilla.
Sure.
We'll be there at 11:30 to celebrate their ribbon cutting. And we would like to thank our Platinum Member Spotlight, which is St. Joseph's Regional Health Center. And we remind you to find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. And if you need more information about any of these events, you can look that up at www.bcschamber.org.
All right. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Yep. Visit with the folks in the Chamber on Tuesdays as well. And our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance, serving all your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.